Vashyapsri Mishnah 3. Boshu Malay Maam Shuvin. If there's a cistern which is full of drawn water, and a channel of water flowing through it, flows through, comes into the cistern, and then goes out the other side of the cistern. La'olam hu b'psula. So the water in the cistern will be invalid for mikveh because it's drawn water. Ad shiz chashev shelo nishtar min harishonim shloisha lugin. Until you can calculate that there are no longer three lugin of the original drawn water. Meaning you've got to figure out that the water coming in is like taking out with it some of the drawn water all the time. And you've got to figure out, calculate at what point there would be less than three lugin of the original water left. At that point, it would become, the water in the cistern would now become a valid mikveh. Shnam shi matilin le mikveh. If two empty drawn water into a mikveh which is deficient, so it doesn't yet have the right amount of water, zelug mechetze vezelug mechetze, and the one is pouring 1.5 lugs, and the other one is pouring another 1.5 lugs. Or another case, asoches esksusa. So we'll see what's going to go into here is that the drawn water is coming from more than one source. But it's not three lugin of drawn water together. That's going to be the shala. Or someone is wringing out his garment, umatil mimkomas harba, and it's got drawn water in it, and he's squeezing it, wringing it out back into the mikveh, and the water's obviously coming out of different like places in the garment. So similar kind of shala. Vamarim min atzartzur, or he's pouring water from a tzartzur, which is a type of a bottle that had lots of holes in the mouth. So when they poured it, the water didn't come out like in one shot. It came out of different holes. Umatil mimkoimus harba. So it's coming out of several places, the water. So in all of these cases, Rabbi Akiva Maksha, Rabbi Akiva says that the mikveh is still valid. And the reason that the mikveh is still valid, according to him, we'll see now, is that he holds that the drawn water has to go into the mikveh like as 1/3 lugin amount of drawn water. It can't go in pieces, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim poislin, but the rabbis say no, the mikveh is not good in all of these cases because it doesn't have to come from like one amount. It can come in different parts. I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, lo amri matilin. He like tries to bring a proof. He says, they didn't say matilin, they pour, ella matil. Rather, one pours. He's learning it out from a text that they had where it says one poured, meaning that that it had to be like one. It had to be in one amount of drawn water. Amruloi, but the rabbi said to him, lokach v'lokach amru. It doesn't say that at all, the text, the gersa. Ella shenafli lo shloisha lugin. What it says is that into which three lugin fell. Doesn't matter. Just as long as the three lugin fell in, then the mikveh will be invalid.